This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli special forces have recovered an Israeli hostage from a tunnel in the southern Gaza Strip in a complex rescue operation, the military said on Tuesday, more than 10 months after he was abducted by Hamas-led gunmen on October 7th. A video by the Israeli army was said to show the inside of a helicopter which rescued Israeli hostage Quad Farhan al-Qadi from the Gaza Strip. It said the 52-year-old man from southern Israel had been transferred to a hospital and his condition was stable. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky revealed on Tuesday he has a plan he wants to present to U.S. President Joe Biden, which he believes will end the war with Russia. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan reports.
There was no indication of what the next steps would be, but he said he was hoping to attend the UN General Assembly in New York in September and that he was preparing to meet Biden. The comments come as several people are dead and multiple injured after Russia continued major missile and drone attacks across Ukraine regions for a second day, officials said on Tuesday, a day after Russia pummeled Ukrainian energy infrastructure with more than 200 missiles and drones on Monday, in its biggest air attack of the war. While Tuesday's barrage was smaller in the capital Kyiv, the military administration said air defenses shot down all incoming targets aimed at the city.
Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. Russia did fire dozens of missiles and drones across Ukraine for a second day, but Ukraine's president says some were shot down by Western-supplied F-16 fighter jets before they reached their targets. It's the apparent first use by Ukraine of the F-16s to shoot down a missile. This is VOA News.